As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We've heard from Bills defense coordinator Bobby Babich. We just wrapped up listening to Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady as this is week number 2 of OTAs. The media will be in person for practice. And then next week is mandatory minicamp running from next Tuesday through Thursday. It sounds like James Cook is not in attendance again. Not too surprising. The real wait and see is next Tuesday for mandatory minicamp. I personally, if you had to ask if I was a betting man, what I would say, I think he's going to be in attendance. There does not really feel like there's this impending doom of a holdout or a hold in even. I think he'll be there. I'm not really worried by any means.
Yeah, I do think that it's going to be just one of the, like, again, if and only if James Cook is not at mandatory minicamp, should you be allowed to actually voice concerns?
Now, I will say, though, if he's not there,
that's when, so Owen Parker and I talked about this a little bit on Saturday. We did a very hockey-heavy show, but we saw that there was an Instagram post over the weekend as well. But again, it's all just the same harmless thing that I think at this point, which is he just wants to get paid, which is something that is a very human aspect. So I think it's relatively harmless, but we also then got to the stages.
Yes.
And the stages are, right now, it's not a concern. Everything's cool. If he doesn't show up to minicamp and it's starting to cost him money to do this, then it is, I will allow you to have your concerns and voice them. But I'm not joining you.
And that's probably where I'd be at too, yeah.
I will hear your concerns. You can call in and be mad about it. And I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say chill out. I'm not going to tell you what to do or how to feel. If he does this into training camp, I'm joining those voices.
I am now with you.
I am now with you.
And then if it becomes a Le'Veon Bell situation of missing games,
then it's louder. Training camp's the final stage. It's the degree of volume.
Yep.
And I don't think we'll ever get to that point.
No, I agree on that.
But if he doesn't show up for mandatory minicamp next week, I will not say calm down at this point. I will say, okay, I hear you. I'm not with you, but I understand. I get it. I get why you're nervous, and I'm nervous, but I'm not going to say anything about it at that point. But I'll let you say it. I'm not going to shut it down.
And then it'll be 5 weeks of like, man, please show up.
And then it's
please
5 weeks up. Weeks of hell.
That's the thing, too.
And that's probably why it gets me to elevated to being with you, is because I'd have to endure it for 5 weeks saying, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
Yep.
We're okay. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. What do you mean he's not here?
That would be the biggest pain about it, is that, and that's why I think next week is like the start of like it potentially could be a big story. I'm not saying that it is, but it potentially could be a big story. Is that, yeah, if he's not there at mandatory minicamp, and then we've got 5 weeks to go,
Well, is he going to show up here?
Of hell, really.
You know, I don't imagine they're going to get a deal done. Every report is that they're not even close. So that would be surprising. Then, yeah, it just becomes 5 weeks of, yeah, like you mentioned, it's sort of the ramp-up period to that first day. Did he report? No. Damn. and then
I get mad and I'm joining everyone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because I endured this battle for 5 weeks, and this is my reward. No.
You felt stabbed in the back.
Yes, it's like I'm betrayed now. I'm still at – everything's fine. There's no James Cook issue yet. That's the sentence that I have to say. There is no James Cook issue, and in parentheses, yet.
803-0550, the number to call. Do have some good news. I don't want to end the segment on a bit of a downer there.
Let's have something happy.
If you did miss it last night, big news for the University at Buffalo.
Love this.
Pete Lembo landing a 4-star recruit, an edge rusher out of Ohio. Malachi Irvin, I believe he's the only the second 4-star recruit to pick UB. I believe he was a linebacker back in 2005 or 2006, part of that MAC championship winning in 2008. I think they also picked up 2 or 3 other recruits from Pennsylvania and Ohio as well, which is obviously big recruiting grounds for the MAC with, well, all of the Michigan schools and a few of the Ohio schools.
You're seeing a pair of back-to-back linebackers making it into the NFL there, yep, with Joe Andreessen and Sean Dolak getting on a training camp roster.
And you're likely going to give another linebacker to look at. Red Murdoch is going to be all Mac again.
Exactly.
And this time it just won't be in Sean Dolak, quote-unquote, in Sean Dolak's shadow, because I think he finished second to him in total tackles.
If I'm Pete Lembo, I'm starting to point to, hey, my defense is getting some getting some NFL noise.
Yeah, we get guys to the NFL.
We are getting some guys to the NFL on the defensive side of the ball. Join us. And that's the one thing that you can use a little bit of strong-arming as a MAC school is, yeah, you get these NIL deals anywhere, and there's going to be plenty of teams that are looking at this sort of thing. But for UB to land a 4-star recruit is a big deal. And
oh, it's huge.
To get that kind of talent that is seen coming out of high school as a high level, that's a big deal for UB. It's an important thing, and it's also a way to continue the recruiting trail.
Mm-hmm. And it's the thing, too. You look at NIL. Like, let's say this guy, Malachi Irvin, the edge rusher, let's say he pops off for the first 2 years and decides to transfer to a Power 5 school. Well, now you can kind of put that on your resume of like, hey, we got him to Ohio State. We got him to Penn State. We can get you there. I think there is something to embracing the quote-unquote feeder program. It's not the best. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to. But that is something that you can notch on your belt, like, hey, we got Khalil Mack to the NFL.
Yes.
Well, for this regime, it can be, hey, we got that guy to get a big payday at Penn State or Ohio State.
It may not
come
be
here for 2-3 years, and we'll get you there. That's something I think a lot
almost
of
almost like a JUCO route of
yes.
sorts.
Yes. I think some of these programs are going to have to embrace that, and if they don't, they're going to get left behind. You're not going to be able to keep these
and
all-MAC players
them,
for 4 years.
If you retain them, it's a bonus.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's great.
That's
but
the
that,
thing.
But that should not, I think, should not be the expectation.
And it's tough to be like that, you know, to have to embrace a JUCO mentality, a junior college mindset of we're only going to have these guys for 2 years and then the transfer portal is going to happen. That's not an easy thing to accept, but it's not something that you can't use to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. Pete Lembo and staff in the first year with UB, 9-4, a Bahama Bowl win. And now they'll start this year late August at Minnesota on national TV, Fox Sports 1. We'll find out, too, probably in the next few months as well, where they line up in terms of the preseason polls in the MAC. But all expectations point to them being one of the favorites to win the MAC championship. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.